This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Three children die of drowning in Hetauda. Obstructed Narangarh Mughling Road section opens for traffic and US to ease internet curbs for Iranians amid unrest. Now the news in detail. Three children died of drowning in the Karra River in Hetauda. District Police Office Makwanpur Police Inspector Ramchandra Ghimire informed that three children who were swept away by the Karra River while swimming were found dead. According to him, the bodies of 17-year-old Sahil Lama of Hetauda 15 Farline, 12-year-old Karsang Jimba and 13-year-old Sanjeev Mukhtan of the same place who went missing while swimming have found dead. It is said that four people were swept away by the river while they were swimming and one of them managed to get out by swimming. The police said that further investigation is going on about the incident. Two people died in a head-on collision between two speeding motorcycles. One person was injured in the accident that took place late night on Friday in Mechinagar municipality. The accident took place at 11:25 p.m. at Pipaldangi, located in ward number 12 of Mechinagar municipality on the Mechi Highway. The district police office said a motorcycle coming from the north towards the south collided with another motorcycle coming from the opposite direction. Krishna Prasad Sigdil of Kankai municipality 4 and Bishnu Thapa of Arjundhara municipality 4 succumbed to their injuries while undergoing treatment at the BNC hospital in Britamud. Likewise, 53-year-old Ram Bahadur Adhikari of Konkai 4, who was pillion riding, was injured. He is undergoing treatment for injuries to various parts of his body. Police said further investigation into the incident is underway. The Narangarh Mughling Road section that remained blocked due to landslides since midnight has opened for traffic. According to Chitwan District Traffic Police Office, obstruction on the road was removed and it remains operational since early this morning today. Meanwhile, the traffic police have requested everyone to follow lane discipline as there is a lot of traffic on the road since it was blocked overnight. Due to the upcoming festival of Dasain, there is comparatively more traffic on the Narangarh Mughling Road. The Narangarh Mughling Road section had been blocked due to landslides that occurred in places called Kerabari and 8 kilo of Bharatpur Metropolitan City 29 last midnight. The section of the road has been blocked several times this year due to dozens of landslides. The Baitari police has launched an awareness program focusing on school children in the district. Baitari police under the Community Police Partnership Program launched different awareness programs reaching the schools. Baitari Police Chief Deputy Superintendent of the Police, Prem Bahadur Sai, said, as many as 74 awareness programs have already been organized at various schools. Different issues, misuse of social media sites and legal provisions, prevention of drug abuse, gender-based violence, suicide, child marriage and social crimes are discussed under the program. The awareness program launched 2 months ago has been continued. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The US says it will ease internet curbs on Iran to counter Tehran's clampdown on protests which were sparked by a woman's death in police custody. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "We are going to help make sure the Iranian people are not kept isolated and in the dark. The relaxation of software controls will allow American tech firms to expand their business in Iran. At least 35 people have been killed in the worst unrest in Iran for years. Mahsa Amini, 22, fell into a coma last week, hours after morality police arrested her for allegedly breaking headscarf rules. Anti-government protests continued for an 8 straight night on Friday, while pro-regime rally also took place in Tehran and other cities. Blinken said the partial relaxation of internet restrictions was a concrete step to provide meaningful support to Iranians demanding that their basic rights be respected. It was clear, he added, that the Iranian government was afraid of its own people. Hong Kong's government says that from Monday, people arriving in Hong Kong will no longer have to go into mandatory hotel quarantine. Travelers will also no longer have to show a negative COVID test before boarding a plane to Hong Kong. Instead, they will monitor themselves for possible infection for 3 days. Hong Kong has had some of the world's toughest rules as it follows China's zero COVID policies. So its departure from what the mainland is doing is a long-awaited decision. Restrictions on people arriving have been in place for more than 2 years, and there are still rules in place for travelers. They cannot enter common areas as restaurants or shopping malls for the first 3 days after arrival. They also have to undergo PCR tests on day 2, 4, 6. Ukrainians have reported armed soldiers going door-to-door in occupied parts of the country to collect votes for self-styled referendums on joining Russia. In southern Kherson, Russian guardsmen stood with a ballot box in the middle of the city to collect people's votes. The door-to-door voting is for security, Russian state media says. Experts say the self-styled referendums taking place across 5 days will allow Russia to claim illegally 4 occupied or partial occupied regions of Ukraine as their own. In other words, a false vote on annexation 7 months into Russia's invasion. U.S. President Joe Biden described the referendums as a sham, saying they were false pretext to try to annex parts of Ukraine by force in violation of international law. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces, and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three children die of a drowning in Hetora. Obstructed Narangarh Mughlin Road section opens for traffic, and US to ease internet curbs for Iranians amid unrest. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.